What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today, Miss Lynn and I are bringing you another little improv storytelling lesson. So, Miss Lynn has found a pair of questions for me. I have never heard these before, and we're going to tell you a completely off-the-cuff story together after I hear them for the first time. So, Miss Lynn tells me that this first question is from patrons Evelyn and Reese. The audio was 2 minutes long, so she's going to read a slightly shorter version so we can get into our story faster. Take it away, Miss Lynn!
Here's what Evelyn and Reese had to say. The characters suggested are Stella and Ella. They are 10-year-old twins. They are very magical. Their parents are dead, so they have to live with their uncle, who is Abacus. They are friends with the G&G crew, Pixicato and Fred. Stella likes to team up with Two-Tail sometimes to play harmless tricks. She loves to read and go on adventures. She also has good humor and a good heart. She has long and very curly black hair that she usually wears in tight braids. She has brown eyes with golden flecks in them and hates math and is a very picky eater. That's all Stella. Ella is a tall, smart, kind girl and will always say yes to an adventure as long as she is packed and organized. Ella has long dark brown hair and has blue eyes. She loves math and bananas and hates reading, bacon, and watermelon. Stella is 15 minutes older than Ella.
Whoa, that is an incredible amount of detail, Miss Lynn. Thank you, Evelyn and Reese. We've got some twins to think about. Now we have one more call-in question from a listener named Kinney.
Hi, my name is Kinney. I'm 8 years old and I love my dog Winnie. And my question is, what if two twin sisters named Zora and Nora went on an adventure in the woods and got lost? I love your story. Bye.
Okay.
So we have potentially two pairs of twins or one pair of twins. My thought was maybe Stella and Ella are pretending to be Zora and Nora or vice versa.
That's great. So this is a really good example of when someone gives you an idea, yes, I love that idea, right? Even if it wasn't my first idea, once it's said out loud, take it as a gift. Every idea is a gift. And when you believe that, you and your scene partner, that's what we call it in improv, are going to have a much easier time. And you're both going to always know that you're supporting each other. Even when you say something, you blurt out something and you're like, what did I just say? You gotta kind of quiet that voice by just looking at your scene partner and being like, wait, they believe in me. They've got my back. I can do this. So we're going to use as much as we can, even if we don't get it all. That's one thing that you have to forgive yourself for. And you might have to forgive us for. If we forget one detail and it's because we're trying to give you the best story possible, even if it doesn't have every single detail. We're going to get into our story. We're going to find out what if two twin sisters went off in the woods and got lost. Stella and Ella were at the observatorium, sitting in the library, working on their magical homework. Magical math, it just doesn't make much sense to me because if I use my wand, I can change the numbers. And then what's the point?
Well, the point is that they are so regular and follow the rules. That is why math is great. I am really struggling with this story that we're supposed to write. Could be anything. How are we supposed to know what to write if it can be anything? We need some rules.
Did someone say we need some help?
No, Uncle Abacus, nobody said that.
But that was kind of the gist of what we were saying, I guess.
I mean, I guess. I was just complaining.
I know it's difficult to do magical math and write stories. These challenges help you grow, but in the moment, it can be very difficult, I understand. So here's what I'm going to do. You two are going to have a magical experience that will at once teach you about math and give you a story to tell at the same time, hopefully. My magic doesn't always work out so well, so if you end up in dire straits, remember your basic magical spells. Undoing magic. Well, that's the most important one. That's the one we teach. That's really the first 2 years of magical school.
Oh, believe me, Uncle Abacus, we learned that right away.
Mm-hmm. Magical shields to protect you from magical mishaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the old look over there spell. You know, to get out of trouble. You are going to be someplace new in just a second, so I hope you don't end up too Abraca surprised!
Uncle Abacus, I don't even have my bag of bananas.
I had stuck a watermelon in that bag, so you're probably better off without
that. That explains why it was so heavy. Gosh. Stella.
Yeah, because I know, he kind of stepped on my goof. It was going to be a good goof. I'd put a bacon-wrapped watermelon in there.
That is disgusting.
I think they're delicious. Oh, wait a second. We look a little bit different. Oh, and we are in someplace different.
Where are we? What happened to your hair?
They were in the middle of a deep, dark forest. And yes, they looked different. Stella, who is normally tall, had shrunk down quite a bit. Their hair was shades of pink and purple and green all mixed together. They kind of looked like little gnomish creatures.
You have a name tag on your uniform there. It says Z-O-R-A. Zora?
Yeah, and yours says Nora. Okay, so we're like magical gnome people in the woods. That's fun, and that doesn't seem like we're gonna have to learn any math at all.
I'm not that crazy about this scenario, but at least maybe we'll get a good story out of it.
Well, hello, children. It is I, Skushroom the Mushroom.
You're an awfully big mushroom.
Yeah, well, you're an awfully small gnome, okay? We can't help the sizes we are.
That's fair.
But you can help me because I've lost track of how many tentacles I have. You see, I'm a tentacled mushroom that travels through the woods. Every 50 feet I travel through the woods, I pick up debris and spin it into another tentacle. When I was traveling at the beginning of the day...
Oh my God, why this keeps going? Why?
Well, hold on. Skushroom? What's your name?
Skushroom the Mushroom, yep.
Skushroom, when did you start your tentacle-generating journey?
I started it 100 feet ago. I don't have eyes because I'm a mushroom, but I'm positive I'd spent a long time counting my tentacles before I started moving, and I had four.
Four tentacles 100 feet ago, and you get a new tentacle every 50 feet. Is that right?
That's right.
This is impossible. Is this going to eat us if we get it wrong? What's happening?
No, Zora, it is not impossible. If Skushroom gets a new tentacle every 50 feet and they've gone 100 feet, 100 divided by 50 is 2, so they've acquired 2 new tentacles. And if they started out with 4, 4 plus 2 equals...
That one's easy. 4 plus 2, and then I use my magic wand to change the 2 into a 1 and the 4 into a 1, and then 1 plus 1 is 2.
Wow.
Math and magic don't mix. I keep telling Abacus this.
Let's try that again. He started out with 4.
Uh-huh, 4. Okay.
Here's 4 little gnome fingers on this hand, and he acquired 2 more.
Oh!
So how many tentacles is that?
6 tentacles. Wow.
6 tentacles.
I'm learning math and addition, division. My goodness, this is...
I am Crab-a-meaties, the forest crab, and I snip tentacles everywhere I go. Whenever I meet my sworn foe, I remove half of their tentacles with my snippy crab things. Don't worry, it doesn't hurt them. It's more of a symbiotic relationship thing where I eat some of the tentacles so they don't overgrow their tentacles. It's totally fine.
It's totally fine.
It's totally fine.
As long as it's totally fine.
Oh, no. But I can't move on until I know how many tentacles I have now.
Okay, Zora. So, as previously established, there were 6 tentacles, and now half of them are gone.
I'm still really trying to grapple with the fact that a giant forest crab...
I'm not that giant! You're just a small gnome!
It's all fine.
But it's just, he's just eating the tentacles.
They're mushrooms! We told you it was a symbiotic relationship.
Oh, now we're learning biology?
Don't worry about it. Just tell me how many tentacles I have.
Okay, 6 divided by 2. If I use my magic wand
don't
to change the 6 into...
Don't use your magic wand! Just look at my little gnome fingers!
And indeed, Nora was holding up 3 fingers on one hand and 3 fingers on the other.
If I take away one of my hands, how many fingers are left?
Oh! 3! I did it! I'm a mathematician!
Great!
You're well on your way! And speaking of being on my way, I've gotta go. Very, very slowly.
It's hard moving with only 3 tentacles. They'll get faster when they get further on down the woods.
Okay, but how are we ever gonna get back to the observatorium?
Oh, that's easy. I presume.
Bye! That wasn't helpful at all.
Wait. I think it might be easy. Now, I know that your strength is math, but my strength has always been creative thinking. We've been lost in the woods, but what got us here?
Uncle Abacus's magic?
Exactly! We've just got to put our wands together and cast our unmagic spell.
Undo magic spell. Oh, thank goodness you're here, Zora.
Abraca, undo. Abacus can't...
Stew!
What? Stew! That's what it was! Oh, I hope I didn't mess it up too bad!
Welcome back, children! I hope that you've brought some ingredients to put in me, as I am now stew.
Okay, maybe we did mix up the spell a little bit.
I know where we could get some mushroom.
The end. There you have it, folks. A truly off-the-cuff story for all of you. I know they may end up a little sillier, a little more off-kilter than your average What If World tale, or maybe you can't even tell the difference. But either way, I hope you had fun imagining with me today. Have you ever tried telling a story with a friend or family member? I like using a what-if question as my starting point, but you can use something as simple as a single word to start your little improv scene or story. Whether it's 30 seconds long, 2 minutes long, or you're going back and forth for an entire car ride, telling a story together is a great way to practice your listening and your imagination. What's a simple question or idea that could help you start telling a story? Would you rather it be more silly, more serious, or a little bit of both? It's okay to talk it out a little beforehand with your fellow storyteller, just like you heard me do with Miss Lynn. I hope you enjoy this activity, and if it inspires new what-ifs, then you can always share them with us with your grown-up's permission. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Miss Lynn, my producer and co-storyteller of the day, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you young improvisers at home who know that every conversation is improvisation, and you already have all the skills you need to start telling your own stories. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The internet. National Children's Arts Network is community-funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.